Breaking Strongholds. This morning, I'm going to talk about something that I don't think many of us like to talk about, but let's talk about it. A thing called failure. Failure. All been there, all done that. To give us a little introduction to that, take a moment and watch this video.
Novak Djokovic has been disqualified from the US Open for hitting a Lions woman with a ball. The top seed hit that ball in frustration after he lost the first set in his match against Spain's Pablo Carreño Busta. It struck the female official in the throat. She left the court after just a few minutes. Following a long discussion with the tournament referee, Djokovic was defaulted.
Now, the moment that ball hit that Lions judge, that was it. No more tournament for Djokovic. He was immediately ejected from the US Open, and he was so excited about this. This was his year. Chances were good he was going to play in the final and win. In that moment, not thinking, he failed. And he will have to live with that moment for the rest of his tennis career. As would Joshua after his failure at Ai, suffering that huge defeat at the hands of the king of Ai. So bad, remember I told you last week that he was down in sackcloth and ash, praying the old wilderness prayer, oh, woe me, so sorry for myself. But he failed. And he would have to live with that. But before we judge Joshua just on the failure, let me take you back into Joshua's life for a second, and then we'll come back to Ai and we'll talk about that. So let's go back to where we learn about Joshua for the first time, at the place called Kadesh, where they take 12 spies, send them into the promised land. Joshua and Caleb are two of those spies. Joshua, when they choose him to be one of the spies, says, I am good to do that. Joshua goes in the strength of the Lord, the power of the Lord. He and Caleb are the only two that come back and say, let's go in there. We can do this with the Lord's power, with the Lord's strength. We can do this. When they come to the Jordan River, Moses dies, and the mantle falls on him to become the new leader. Joshua doesn't shy away from that. Joshua says, I can do this. But I can't do this in my own strength. I can do this with the Lord. And the Lord says, I will be with you, Joshua. Don't go left or right from my word, but I will be with you. And Joshua becomes the leader. When they have to conquer that 2-mile-wide river in flood, Joshua listens to the Lord. Joshua follows the Lord. Joshua puts the Lord ahead and walks with the Lord, and they conquer the river. When they get to Jericho, Joshua is strong. But Joshua is strong in the Lord and follows the Lord. And then comes Ai. Remember last week we read chapter 6, verse 27. It started with a so. So Joshua's reputation became amazing amongst all the people. And somehow I think a little bit of Joshua's reputation went to his head. Because as Joshua prepares for the I thing, it's a different Joshua. Joshua does not ask God what he wants to do with I. Joshua does not pray about I. Joshua does not go with his troops when they go to conquer I. Joshua, only thing he does is he does the Frank Sinatra thing. I did it my way. Stays home. 3,000 will be more than enough. He didn't check if it would be enough. He doesn't ask God to go with. He doesn't go with God. And what happens? Joshua fails. Completely. And Joshua would have to live with the consequences of that failure. Achan and his family would die 36 soldiers would have to be buried. No wonder Joshua would pray that prayer in 7 verse 10. Oh Lord, if only we stayed on the other side, why did you bring us for the Amorites to kill us? Because I'm sure that Joshua heard the murmurs going through the camp. Oh, he really failed us. Oh, that was not a good thing to do. What of our families? We've lost our men. Is Joshua really the good leader that we thought he was? And then, of course, there would be these other voices that you and I know so well. The voices that start in here. And I'm sure Joshua was thinking a little bit, oh my goodness, I really failed my people. Oh my goodness, that was not a good thing to do. Oh my goodness, will God still be with me? Will I ever be the leader? We know them. We've all been there. We've all heard those voices. That moment when I lost that job, and I heard the voices. In the moment when I flunked that exam, and I heard those voices. In the moment that the relationship broke down, and I heard those voices. In that moment that I failed my family so badly, and I heard those voices. And so often, we will add our own voice even to those. And we will break ourselves down. And we will berate ourselves. And we will put ourselves down. Just playing into this whole thing. Here's the thing. Failure comes to all of us. Is there anyone in this place or around your TV screens that can put up your hand today and say, I have never failed? I will take confession afterwards if you put your hand up. Because we've all been there. We've all suffered that thing called failure. The problem is that often, and most times I think, we don't know how to handle that. We don't know what to do with that. Because how many of us teach our kids how to manage failures? Because we don't even know how to manage our own failures. But I've got some good news for you today. God knows how to handle those. He wrote a whole book about failures. There was a man called David. A man to God's own heart. David lost his moral compass with Bathsheba. And he failed badly. And yet, God did not turn his back on him. And God used him. There was a man called Moses. He nearly messed up all of God's plans. He even killed a man in cold blood. And failed. And yet God used him. There was a prophet called Elijah. He gave up on everything, even on God. And God blessed him. It was Jonah. Jonah got the message backwards. He got it all wrong. Failed. And God? That, my friends, is just the Old Testament. That's not even talking about foot and mouth disease Peter. That's not even talking about persecuting Paul. That's not even talking about hard-headed, do-my-own-thing Barnabas. None of them were perfect. They all failed. They all messed up. And yet, God used them. There's hope. There's hope for us. Now, keep that in the back of your mind for a second, because we're going to come back to that. We'll hear him again. I want to take you back to Joshua and the voices. So Joshua, voices, hearing them, his own voice. And in the midst of all those voices, all of a sudden, there is a voice that is so much louder than any of the other voices. Chapter 7, verse 10. The Lord said to Joshua, stand up. What are you doing down on your face? Because remember, he was down there in sackcloth and ash, being so sorry for himself with that old wilderness prayer that he was praying. God says, get up, Joshua. What are you doing down there on your face? And then, verse 1. Then the Lord said to Joshua, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Take the whole army with you and go up and attack Ai. God says, go to the place of your failure, and I'm going to come back to that in a second. I want to say something about failure. And please, I'm not using this as a derogatory term. Failure sucks. And I'll tell you why I say that, and I'll explain what I mean with failure sucks. If you don't take care of failure immediately, it will suck you in. It will suck you under, and it will suck the life right out of you like quicksand. Because that's what failure does. Failure sucks. But can I say something? We are not defined by our failures. Because before I even fail, God knows about that. He was right there on the east bank of that river Jordan before they crossed the river Jordan. And before that, God already knew that what was going to happen at Ai. And despite that, God still said to Joshua, Joshua, you take them across this river into the land that I am going to give them. Because here's the thing, and I want you to hear this. Hear this, please. My place in the promised land does not depend on my perfection. My place in the promised land depends on God's perfection. Can I say that again? My place, and that place where God prepared for me to be who God made me to be, does not depend on my perfection. It depends on how perfect my God is. Can you please hear that? God's grace is so much bigger, so much wider, so much higher, so much deeper than any of my failures. We all fail. We all mess up. But here's the thing. It depends on what I do with that. I can do one of two things. I can do the Joshua thing. I can throw myself into the pit of despair and despondency and be sorry for myself, which will lead me nowhere. Or I can throw myself into God's arms. Because in the arms of my Father, I receive strength, I receive love, and I receive grace. The moment I throw myself into the arms of my Father, you know what He says? Get up and go, because you can do this. When I fail, first place I go is to my Father and to the arms of my Father. Because in my Father's arms, I receive forgiveness and love, and I am welcomed. Do you remember the story in the New Testament of the young man who said, give me my stuff, and then he left, and then he failed more badly than anyone in history has ever failed. His failure lands him in a pigsty. And there, in the deepest moment of his failure, he makes the best decision of his life that will change his life forever. That young man says, I will get up from this failure. And I will go not to the pit of despair, but to my Father. And I will say to my Father, Father. That's where new beginnings start. I might not be able to untangle all the knots of the failure. I might not be able to fix all the damage of the failure. But in my Father's arms, I hear my Father say, let's do this together. Get up. Let's go. So now I'm going to take you back to our scripture reading for the day. You thought I wasn't going to read? Well, here's our scripture reading for the day. Joshua chapter 8, verses 1 to 3. Then the Lord said to Joshua, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Take the whole army with you and go up and attack Ai. For I have delivered into your hands the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land. And you shall do to Ai and its king as you did to Jericho and its king, except that you may carry off their plunder and livestock for yourselves. Set an ambush behind the city. So Joshua and the whole army moved out to attack Ai. Please go read the rest of the story. It goes up to verse 28 this afternoon. You have plenty of time to do that. I'm going to give you the Coles notes of what happens here. But just look at what God does. Where did Joshua fail? At Ai. Where does God take him back? To the place of his failure. Where does God start over with us? The place of our failure. That's where he starts over. But. Did you see what God says? Go back to Ai. I will deliver them into your hands. So Joshua, instead of doing the Frank Sinatra, why don't we do it God's way? This time, listen to me. This time, follow my lead and let's see what we can do. So let me tell you a little bit of the story that you're going to read this afternoon. Here's the Coles notes. So this time, Joshua does his work and he sees there's Ai, listens to God, and he sets 30,000, last time it was 3,000, 30,000 troops behind Ai. They're the guys who are laying the ambush. Behind them, there's 5,000 special troops. Joshua and the rest of the army come from the front of Ai. When the king of Ai sees them, he's still glowing in his moment when he drove Joshua's army away. He comes out of the city to meet Joshua and the army. Once they're out of the city, the 30,000 go into the city. They set the city on fire. King of Ai sees, oh my goodness, there's a fire. Joshua and the troops pretend they're running away. He turns around to go back to the city. The moment he turns around, Joshua and the others turn back. And the king of Ai and his soldiers are caught between 30,000 troops and Joshua and the rest of the troops. And the rest is history. So what happened here? God takes him back and God says, you can do this. But will you take my plan, Joshua? Will you listen to me, Joshua, like you did at Kadesh? Like you did at the Jordan River? Like you did at Jericho? Take me with you. Take my plan with you. And then we can do it again. See, a failure is only a failure if we do not learn from our failures. That's the only time that it's a real failure, if we do not learn from it. So God says, let's learn, Joshua. Let's do it again. Because here's the amazing thing about God. Remember I did a sermon for you on this? God is also the God of second chances. The world says you failed. God says, we can do it again. Let's do it again. And the arms just open. So when those voices come, don't listen to them. Listen to that one voice that says, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Listen to that voice that says, welcome, good and faithful servant. Listen to that voice that says, get up. Let's go and do this. Because together, you and I, we can do this. Amen. Father God, you are so amazing. And we thank you. Thank you that we start over. That you start over with us. When the world just turns their back. We are not defined by the world. We are defined by you. And you call us children to guide us.